Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Woodbury, Senator Carlin. He's the guest of all of us. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Sam Sampson of Ankeny.
There we go. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for this day. Today, Lord, we open up our consciences, our conversations, our deliberations to you, and we invite the participation of your Spirit in what we do. I was reminded of a hymn we all know. It's an Irish hymn. And these words, "Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word, I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling and I with thee one." Father, help us to remember the oneness that's required of our humanity, for all the people of Iowa that we serve in this place, and give us the wisdom to serve that well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? There is business in the well. The secretary will read.
The House has on March 26, 2019, passed the following bill, which concurrence and sentence as House File 732, Buffer Act, Ruling the Medical Cannabis Oil Act. We also have an introduction of a gubernatorial appointee. It is Rod Roberts, is the Labor Commissioner. He is the guest of the Committee on Labor and Business Relations. And Senators Carlin and Taylor, and he will be in the lobby for half an hour after this.
The chair recognizes the sergeant at arms.
Mr. President, a committee from the House is in the chamber.
The chair recognizes the representative from Story, Representative Bacon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the House will receive the Senate in joint convention for the Pioneer Lawmakers Ceremony at 2 p.m. this afternoon.
The message will be received.
Thank you.
For the information of the body, please be aware that as part of the memorial service tonight in the Senate chamber, people will be sitting at your desks. So please take a few minutes to clean your stuff off of your desks if you don't want it to get swiped tonight. Realize how the place looks presentable. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does a senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for two introductions?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. First off, I would like to direct your attention up to the gallery. Up here we have Missy Heinrichs, a speech-language pathologist, Bob Boyd, a brain injury survivor, and his wife Sheila Boyd, who is his caregiver and Empower House working group member, and Jeffrey Lauer, the CEO of the Brain Injury Alliance of Iowa. They are working together to create Empower House, which is the brain injury clubhouse of the Quad Cities. It provides a work-ordered day emphasizing functional, purposeful engagement in the clubhouse community and the larger community as a whole for adults following a brain injury. Empower House, though the first in the state of Iowa, is one of 18 of its type throughout the United States and is a member of the International Brain Injury Clubhouse Alliance. Today is Brain Injury Iowa Advocacy Day at the State House, Advocates in purple shirts will be coming to speak with their senators between 11 and 2 p.m. Please take time to meet with them if you are able, and please help me welcome them today. My next introduction is in the gallery over here. There's students from Pleasant Valley High School. There are also homeschooled students from Bettendorf and McClure, Iowa. They are the Winter Soldiers. They're a neighborhood robotics team. There are 14 Pleasant Valley School District and homeschooler students ranging from grades 8 to 12. They participate in a global robotics program called FIRST, which stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. FIRST has four levels of competition, and they are participating in FIRST Tech Challenge. There are 202 teams in Iowa, and for the second year in a row, the Winter Soldiers have won Iowa's top award, the Inspire Award, which to me is the best award you can win because it shows that they're gracious professionals, they work as a team, they do outreach to encourage other people across the world and other students and younger students to participate and get engaged in science, technology, engineering, and math. Globally, they supported two teams, one in India and one in Russia, and they spread STEM locally, particularly paying attention to underserved areas. And overall, they spent 1,357 hours bringing STEM to others, deeply impacting 99 students and touching thousands more. They are a testament to the quality of students we are providing in not only the Pleasant Valley-Bettendorf area, but in the state of Iowa, and we should be very proud of them. Please help me welcome the Winter Soldiers. They have their robot outside if anybody would like to see it afterwards.
For what purpose does the Senator from Delaware, Senator Zumbaugh, seek the floor?
For an announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Behind me in the gallery is a group of young individuals I'd like to share some stories about. The Iowa Pork Producers Association recognizes the future of Iowa's pork industry depends on developing new leaders who share the same passion for generations to come. The Iowa Pork Leadership Academy was created to accommodate Iowa's pork producers who are committed to the pork industry and provide them with the tools they need to succeed as leaders. These leaders may very well occupy the seats we have today. 12 members are in the academy, and the group is made up of pork producers and folks from allied industries from across the state of Iowa. These friends are behind me in the gallery. I'd like to recognize them.
Does the Senator from Wapello, Senator Miller Meeks, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Although they're not here yet, today is Physician's Day on the Hill, so this
is an introduction, Senator.
Oh, excuse me.
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm so excited the physicians are here today. Anyway, thank you very much. Today is Physician's Day on the Hill, so around lunchtime you may be called out to meet with my colleagues. Remembering I was a nurse before I was a physician, I'm very proud of all of our healthcare professionals in the state, and please welcome them this afternoon and this evening.
For what purpose does the Senator from Adams, Senator Shipley, seek the floor?
Now in order for an announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. Well, the day you've all been waiting for arrives tomorrow. Some of you, it's the reason why you're here. The Iowa Cattlemen's Association will be here to fix beef brisket sandwiches, and so on. We've really been waiting for it. And all of our pork friends, if they would like to come back, we'd be more than happy to feed you too. So thank you. Just make sure you're ready to have an outstanding dinner at lunch tomorrow. So thank you.
There being no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom.
Thank you, Ms. President. Ms. President, Democrats will caucus in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus in room 22, and I move the Senate recess until 1:50 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is recessed until 1:50 p.m.
Democratic Caucus Room 24, Republican Caucus Room 22, both starting immediately. Democratic Caucus Room 24, Republican Caucus Room 22, both starting immediately.